And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 5th of August, 2017. 1850, on this day, on Monument Mountain near Stockbridge, Massachusetts, Herman Melville and Nathaniel Hawthorne met. There was a picnic. They had invited friends, and they became friends. For a year and a half, the two authors lived about 6 miles apart during the most productive time in their writing lives. Melville was working on Moby Dick, and Hawthorne was working on The Scarlet Letter and The House of the Seven Gables. It's the birthday of Wendell Berry, born near Port Royal in Henry County, Kentucky, 1934. His family had farmed tobacco in that county for at least 5 generations. He went off to the University of Kentucky, then to Stanford, studied creative writing there. He moved off to New York. He said he missed the work of the farm, but he thought he was beginning some kind of academic career that would carry him someplace. And then he was offered a teaching job at the University of Kentucky, and he accepted it. He went back. His first novel, Nathan Coulter, set in Port William, a fictional version of Port Royal. And a few years later, he became the 6th generation to farm in Henry County. He bought a farm called Lane's Landing, raising sheep and growing hay and corn. 1973, he began corresponding with poet Gary Snyder out in California. Over more than 40 years, they've exchanged about 250 letters, writing about religion and farming and philosophy, letters collected in a book called Distant Neighbors. It's the birthday of Guy de Maupassant, born in Normandy, 1850, one of the great short story writers, an apprentice of Gustave Flaubert. He published his first stories a few weeks before Flaubert's death, and in just 10 years, between 1880 and 1890, he wrote most of the work for which he is remembered today, 5 novels and 300 stories. Here's a poem by John Stone, Walking the Dog on the Night Before He Is to Be Fixed. As far as I can tell, old chum, neuter is neither here nor there, but in between, a state that has a certain charm like pewter, prized for durability, if not for sheen. Tomorrow night you'll stroll in wary fashion after the sleep, the knife, the careful scars that promise to put an end to wayward passion, not to mention long-imagined wars for territorial rights, a lady's paw. Tomorrow the thermostat is set on cold, in calculated, stern, hormonal law. What I know of this is what I'm told. All veterans must come before the vet on calendars, either canine or lunar. All lose that first fine frenzy to beget, whether it be later, friend, or sooner. I toast us both, then, Franz, in our decrease, though there's no way for you to know that I'm also tugging manfully at the leash, waiting doggedly for the nick of time. Poem by John Stone, Walking the Dog on the Night Before He Is to Be Fixed, from Where Water Begins, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.